Darlene Sellin still remembers the day she found out, the day she was told that her niece Tiffany had been murdered. For a long time, she and her family wanted the man responsible to die. Now they're not so sure. Radioactive's Ian Dongla has a story of a monumental change for a family and the high school play that had a lot to do with it.
Do you have a picture of her? I'd love to see a picture.
I certainly do.
A treasure chest of memories lies just to the left of the front door in the Sellin household. A box of smiles and laughter, eternally frozen in time. Each photo its own little diamond of joy. But some of these gems carry darker undertones.
Sweet. You can look at her face and see, you can see her intelligence. You can see her goodness, obviously as well as her beauty. It's a great loss to the family. I look at it 30 years later, I can't believe she's not here.
This is Darlene Sellin. We're looking at a photo of a blonde 19-year-old with sparkling blue eyes, Tiffany Frizzell, Darlene's niece. Tiffany was murdered. Brutally murdered. The night before her death, she'd set off for her freshman year of college. Classes were scheduled to start the next day.
You know, I couldn't believe it because we had just said goodbye to her. And the last thing she said to the family, you know, walking down that airport walkway, she turned around and waved and said, "I'll be home for Christmas." And she came home for Christmas, but she came home in a casket.
That was 1983. Flash forward almost 30 years to 2011, and Tiffany's murder is still on death row. No execution date set. And the family is in a limbo of sorts, waiting for closure. Until a simple play brings them face to face with their grief. The Sellin's youngest son, Trent, is auditioning for his high school show. It's Dead Man Walking, a play that argues against the death penalty with Matthew Poncelet, a death row inmate, as its lead character. Trent gets the lead.
Being Matthew Poncelet was the most I have ever been in touch with my emotion. It was the most that I had ever been connected so deep with my own sadness, so deep with my own remorse for something I hadn't even done, something that I was portraying. I was sorry for being Matthew Poncelet.
Trent had never felt sorry for a murderer before, even a fictional one. To him, this had always been clear. You kill, you should be killed. Now he wasn't so sure. Maybe a killer could be sorry. Maybe a killer could change.
True remorse is really a powerful thing. You know, you can't help but feel bad. You can't help but watch this play and root for this murderer.
But Trent was born 10 years after Tiffany's death. He knew her story, but he'd never known her. His mom, Darlene, saw the casket. Darlene heard the coroner apologizing, saying he'd done everything he could. She has no idea how she's going to react as she takes her seat opening night, as the lights come up on her son and her grief.
Seeing Trent behind bars hit me really hard.
Dear Sister Helen, thank you for writing to me. I'm writing from my home, my 6x8-foot cell.
This is Trent in Dead Man Walking.
You know, that took me back to, you know, pictures that I had seen and stuff. And that moment kind of got to me.
We are the elite because we're going to fry.
And the moment when his character was finally sorry and could finally weep, that was a monumental moment.
That boy, I killed him. And when the lights dim last night, I kneeled and I prayed for them kids. I've never done that before.
It was so ironic that our own son humanized for a moment the man who had always been a monster to us. It was such an emotional experience that we came home and we wept. So, 30 years later, and we wept just like we wept, you know, when we found out that she had been murdered.
Trent's entire family, his aunts and uncles, see the show, and they're moved by his ability to turn a monster into a man, a human. One of the moments that stays with Darlene came at the end. Just after the lights go down, Faces of executed felons flash across the screen, daring the audience to look back. And she does.
And for the first time in 30 years, I was able to look at those faces and see human beings instead of monsters. So this play, this simple high school play, challenged us, challenged our entire family to forgiveness.
And that challenge is ongoing. Tiffany's killer is not Matthew Poncelet. There will be no climactic moment of forgiveness for this man who showed no remorse for his crimes. But for the first time in 30 years, this family can look at a picture of someone on death row and see a man instead of a monster. For the first time in 30 years, this family has some closure. Just maybe not in the way they'd expected. For Radioactive, I'm Ian Dongla.